In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, as we continue our novena in preparation for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, we shall speak today about her. The Maria Nunquansatis of Mary, we can never speak enough. Because there is so much to say about her. In fact, when we look at the Blessed Virgin Mary, it is impossible not to be in awe. Chosen to be the mother of the Son of God made man, she was preserved from the stain of original sin. It means that she was endowed with the gift of sanctifying grace from the very first instant of her conception in the womb of her mother. And free from original sin, Mary was also free from actual sin, which means that she never committed any sin, mortal or venial. She never offended God, but was always pleasing in His sight. And being a virgin, she became a mother. And in becoming a mother, she remained a virgin forever. And her motherhood didn't end when the divine child came forth from her. We know that her heart was always united with the heart of her Son in all his joys and sorrows, in such a way that we can say that what our Lord suffered in his body, everything that our Lord suffered in his body, Mary suffered in her heart. And because she was united with him in his sufferings, she deserved to be united with him in his glory. So our Lord took his beloved mother, body and soul, to the glory of heaven. And he crowned her as queen of heaven and earth, and placed her at his right side, and made her the dispenser of all his goods, the mediatrix of all his graces. My brethren, when we look at all the things that God has done in her, it is impossible not to be in awe. The Blessed Virgin Mary is indeed most admirable. If God Himself honored the Virgin Mary in such a way, who would dare not to honor her? Who would dare to say that she is just like any other woman? Even Luther, the great heretic, confessed that we can never honor Mary enough. Now, if he says that, how could we faithful children of the church be afraid to honor the mother of our Lord? My brethren, as we honor God, we are to honor everything that belongs to Him. And the saints belong to God in a very special way. And among the saints, the first place belongs to her. Only God deserves our adoration. And this worship that we owe to God alone, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, is called latria, adoration. But we are to honor the saints of God as well, not in the same way we honor God. Of course, we don't adore the saints, but we honor them. And this honor is called dulia. Latria, adoration for God alone. And dulia, for the saints. This difference is very important. And among the saints, the first one we are to honor is the mother of our Lord. As a mother is higher than the servants, Mary is higher than the other saints. So the honor we pay to Mary has to be higher than the honor we pay to the other saints. And the honor we give to Mary is called hyperdulia. It's not adoration, of course, but it is the highest honor that we can give to a simple creature. The Virgin Mary herself prophesied that all generations shall call her blessed because of the great things the Lord has done for her. So we see the accomplishment of this prophecy in the veneration that the Church reserves for her. This veneration is part of the deposit of faith, is part of the patrimony received from the very beginning of the Church. Mary always had a special place in the heart of the true disciples of Christ. And today is the same. Devotion to Mary is a sign of a true Christian. Our devotion to Mary does not subtract anything from God, far from it. But what we give to Mary, she purifies it and gives it to Jesus. In our name. So we should honor our Blessed Mother every day, especially with the Holy Rosary, whose beads are like spiritual roses that we offer her. We should have our scapular, the miraculous medal, all these signs which were given to us by Our Lady herself. However, true devotion requires more. True devotion requires that we should not be only in front of the saints, but also behind them. What I mean is that the true devotion requires from us that we should not only admire the saints, but we have to follow, to imitate their examples. Saint Louis de Montfort said that devotion without imitation is simply a false devotion. Devotion without imitation is a false devotion. It means, my brethren, that if we want to honor truly our Blessed Mother, reciting some prayers here and there is not enough. But we are to imitate her virtues and follow her examples. The difficulty here is that generally, when we think about our Blessed Mother, we think about her great privileges. We think about her Immaculate Conception. We think about her perpetual virginity, even in giving birth. We think about her divine maternity, her assumption into heaven. All these things we can admire, and we should admire. However, these are things we cannot imitate. But we have to know that there is so much more that we are called to see in Our Lady. Her faith and a trust in God, even amidst the greatest trials. Her life of prayer, unceasing prayer. Her spirit of mortification. Her modesty. Her charity towards all men, even enemies, etc. We could talk about that for days. There's a lot to see and to imitate in her. But today, what I would like to bring to your attention is the fact that our Blessed Mother always strived in everything to do her best. Whether she was serving God or serving her neighbor, whether she was praying or doing a work of charity, she always tried to do well what she had to do. It is written about our Lord in the Holy Gospel that He has done everything well. And we can surely say the same about the Virgin Mary. She has done everything well. Because there is a difference between facere and benefacere. There is a huge difference between simply doing something and doing it well. And this is the difference that makes the saints. So my brethren, if you want to imitate our Blessed Mother, if you want to become a saint, simply doing something should not be enough for you anymore. But you should really try to do whatever you may have to do in the best way you can. It is true for us priests. It's true for religious. It's true for married and single people. We should always try our best. So it should not be enough for us to pray. But we have to strive to pray well. It should not be enough to perform the duties of our vocation in life. But we have to go a little further. We have to strive to perform them well. For us priests, celebrating the Holy Mass and the other sacraments, praying the Divine Office. But for you, in your workplace, in your family, wherever you may have to do in this life, you have to strive to do it in the best way you can. We should at least try to do our best for the love of God and for the love of our neighbor. I think this is a very important aspect of the life of our Blessed Mother. Something that we can admire, but also imitate. To try to serve God and our neighbor in the best way we can. No half-hearted, no halfway. But 100% committed to the cause. May our Blessed Mother, the most admirable of all creatures, pray for us, so we may try in all things to do our best. We can always do a little more. We can always do things a little better, especially concerning God. So we should try to do things in the best way we can, but without losing courage, when we see ourselves far from perfect. What is asked from us is simply that we continue to try over and over again without giving up. The grace of God will help us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.